Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostess, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. What's up, y'all? Happy Saturday night. Now, I was just on this motherfucker talking about my Lakers losing, but now I want to touch on some shit that happened on Instagram early. You know, I made a podcast about Melly Monica. Monica, you know, her and SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I left my comment, and that was it. You know, somebody replied to my comment and was talking about, oh, he mentioned Melly, and oh, talking about, oh, he's hating, and you know what I hate, ladies and gentlemen? Nothing irritates me more than a motherfucker with a private profile, no picture of their damn self, always talking shit. Running their motherfucking mouth. I feel like cussing them out. But you know what? I did better. I'll block their ass. Because I ain't giving them no shine. No time. No motherfucking attention. I felt like saying, motherfucker, if your name ain't Melly, shut your bitch ass up. I hate it when motherfuckers can't mind their damn business. I left my motherfucking comment. Simple as that. I said what the fuck I said. Why the fuck you can't mind your motherfucking business, bitch ass nigga, whoever, from a private profile with no motherfucking picture up, some picture of some bullshit, but it's not you. Ain't that some shit? See, like, nobody talk most shit on Instagram than a motherfucker from a private account with no fucking picture. Ain't that some shit? Speak when spoken to. If a motherfucker ain't talking about you, shut the fuck up. Mind your damn business. Stop trying to be Captain Save-A-Ho to women on Instagram. Mind your motherfucking business. Oh, man. She made me so mad. I was reading that motherfucker's comment. I was like, shut your bitch ass up, motherfucker. Screaming from the motherfucking private profile talking shit. We can't even see your punk ass. We don't even know who the fuck you is. What the fuck you hiding for? We on the motherfucking internet, social media. Motherfuckers love screaming from a private profile, talking shit.
Oh, he mentioned Melly. Oh, and Shai said, Gilgeous-Alexander. Oh, he's, hey,
shut your ass up. You ain't got no right to say shit, motherfucker. I left a comment and said what I said. Simple as that, motherfucker. Mind your fucking business. Some motherfucker always trying to be Captain Save-A-Ho on social media. That shit made me madder than a motherfucker. Shit. Now, Lil Uzi Vert. Now, this nigga was on Coachella on the stage and shit. Wearing red, twerking, motherfucker, looking more fruity than a motherfucking bowl of Fruit Loops and shit. Somebody said, who are we to judge? My kids will not be influenced. I see that. But I'm like, damn. Well, let him do whatever the hell he want to do. But, hey, y'all, did y'all hear about, oh, yeah, Chris Brown said he was, he fucked Quavo's girl while he was still with him and shit. I said, damn, now Quavo know what his dick tastes like. I said, no, Quavo knows what Chris Brown dick tastes like. Somebody said, let me rephrase that shit. Somebody said, I said, now, Chris Brown knows what Quavo's dick tastes like. And some female in me come and say, Chris Brown, Quavo knows what Chris Brown dick tastes like. Well, you know, on the real though, both of the motherfuckers slept with the same female. It doesn't, nobody gives a, there's nobody upper, a higher, or better, because they both are nasty motherfuckers. He's bragging about, oh, I fuck your girl and I was, while you was with her. Like, that supposed to be something cool. See, Breezy, Chris Brown, you my dog, you my nigga. Ain't nothing cool about that. Who the hell wanna fuck behind another motherfucker? Get sloppy seconds and shit and brag about it. Oh, I fuck your bitch, whatever. That shit is nasty. Ain't that some shit? That ain't no motherfucking, nothing to be proud of, talking about. That's nasty, man. How would you like if two niggas was talking about they fuck your mama? I'm just saying, hypothetically. Or they fuck your kid's mother. I'm just saying. You don't get no brownie points in that fucker behind another motherfucker. So you want some brownie points. I don't give a fuck. If about Chris Brown being rich and famous, all that shit. So you want some motherfucker brownie points over fucking another, behind another motherfucker? That's just nasty. It would be the same fucking thing if it was a woman. That's some real fucking shit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, about the music industry, I believe all the motherfuckers are all fruity, got more fruit than a bowl of Fruit Loops. And these motherfuckers are nasty. They all fucking behind one another, sleeping with each other's baby mama or wife. They some nasty motherfuckers. I bet you, Bow Wow and who, Future, all these motherfuckers who slept with each other's baby mama, they probably all know what each other's dick tastes like. Yes, I said it. Why not? All these motherfuckers in the music industry are nasty, scandalous as fuck. They all fuck behind one another. They all sleeping with each other's woman and shit. Just some nasty motherfuckers. They don't got no fucking standards. No type of self-respect for themselves. That's just fucking nasty. Motherfuckers fucking behind the next motherfucker. Sloppy second, third sec, sloppy seconds and shit. Just nasty as hell. The music industry is just what I said it was. A motherfucking orgy party. It's motherfuckers fucking each other's baby mamas and shit. Fucking behind each other. They probably fucking one another while they at it too. Shit. Nobody know. Shit. Look at Diddy. We don't know. I bet they be fucking each other in the ass. Let's be real. I ain't sugarcoat shit on this motherfucker. I guarantee you, all the niggas in the music industry probably all know what each other's dick tastes like. From Chris Brown to motherfucking Bow Wow to Future, all the motherfuckers. Soulja Boy, shit. I guess ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, so they just sharing pussy. They just swapping pussy back and forth. All the motherfuckers. Shit, sleeping with each other's baby mama. Shit is crazy in that bitch. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. I don't bite my tongue on this motherfucker. The music industry is scandalous and nasty. I know for certain, for sure, all them motherfuckers that's rich and famous probably all know what each other's dick tastes like. Then they all shaking hands and shit. Yeah. Yo, well, let me get off this motherfucker. Until next time, y'all. I'm out. Peace.